Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel básico A2. Convocatoria de junio de 2023.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 2 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
The Director of National Intelligence and the head of the FBI say Iran and Russia have obtained voter information and that Iran is using it to send threatening emails to Democratic voters ahead of the election.
We have confirmed that some voter registration information has been obtained by Iran and separately by Russia.
Extract number 1.
Typhoon Goni has hit the Philippines with strong rain and winds of more than 225 kilometers an hour. Southern provinces of the main island of Luzon are currently taking the brunt of the storm and 1 million people have been moved to evacuation centers. There's concern about 70,000 people living in the small town of Virac where the storm first reached land.
Extract number 2.
We begin this Christmas night with scenes of utter destruction after an explosion this morning in downtown Nashville. Investigators believe it was an intentional act. Tonight they are asking for the public's help in identifying who was behind it in order to bring them to justice, adding there appears to be no additional threat to America's beloved Music City.
Extract number 3.
A major earthquake has struck off the coast of Turkey, north of the Greek island of Samos. At least 19 people are dead and more than 700 were injured when buildings collapsed in the Turkish city of Izmir. And the quake was felt from Athens to Istanbul, from where Orla Girin reports.
Amateur video captured the awful power of the quake.
Extract number 4.
Prince William is reported to have tested positive for coronavirus in April. The Sun said the Duke of Cambridge continued with telephone and video engagements because he was determined it should be business as usual. It added William was treated by palace doctors and followed government guidelines.
Extract number 5.
Three people have been killed in a knife attack in the French city of Nice. It happened near a church, and the mayor of Nice has said that everything suggests it was a terrorist attack. The suspect, who witnesses say tried to behead one of his victims, was shot by police and is now being treated in hospital. President Macron is on his way to the city.
Extract number 6.
COVID-19 continues its fast spread throughout Europe. Many countries are hoping to slow transmission by imposing new restrictions. France, the Czech Republic and Italy have seen a record number of daily cases. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, has tested positive for the virus and is in self-isolation.
Extract number 7.
Chile has voted by a large majority in a referendum to rewrite its dictatorship-era constitution. The president said the new charter should reflect the democratic values of the country and protect the rights and aspirations of all Chileans.
Now listen again. Extract number 1.
Typhoon Goni has hit the Philippines with strong rain and winds of more than 225 kilometers an hour. Southern provinces of the main island of Luzon are currently taking the brunt of the storm, and a million people have been moved to evacuation centers. There's concern about 70,000 people living in the small town of Iraq, where the storm first reached land.
Extract number 2.
We begin this Christmas night with scenes of utter destruction after an explosion this morning in downtown Nashville. Investigators believe it was an intentional act. Tonight they are asking for the public's help in identifying who was behind it in order to bring them to justice, adding there appears to be no additional threat to America's beloved Music City.
Extract number 3.
A major earthquake has struck off the coast of Turkey, north of the Greek island of Samos. At least 19 people are dead and more than 700 were injured when buildings collapsed in the Turkish city of Izmir. And the quake was felt from Athens to Istanbul, from where Orla Girin reports.
Amateur video captured the awful power of the quake.
Extract number 4.
Prince William is reported to have tested positive for coronavirus in April. The Sun said the Duke of Cambridge continued with telephone and video engagements because he was determined it should be business as usual. It added William was treated by palace doctors and followed government guidelines.
Extract number 5.
Three people have been killed in a knife attack in the French city of Nice. It happened near a church, and the mayor of Nice has said that everything suggests it was a terrorist attack. The suspect, who witnesses say tried to behead one of his victims, was shot by police and is now being treated in hospital. President Macron is on his way to the city.
Extract number 6.
COVID-19 continues its fast spread throughout Europe. Many countries are hoping to slow transmission by imposing new restrictions. France, the Czech Republic and Italy have seen a record number of daily cases. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, has tested positive for the virus and is in self-isolation.
Extract number 7.
Chile has voted by a large majority in a referendum to rewrite its dictatorship-era constitution. The president said the new charter should reflect the democratic values of the country and protect the rights and aspirations of all Chileans.
This is the end of task 1.